Now, I'm not going to go through all the correspondence with the APPG. Just to be clear about one or two things, I think you'll agree the late Sir David Amis, MP, was the group's chairman.
Yes.
And Ronnie King, OBE, their honorary secretary. Yes?
That's correct.
Those are two individuals that I think you can agree you know about. Now, I'm not going to go through all the correspondence, but it's right, I think, isn't it, that in the first part of 2014, you received letters from both Ronnie King and Sir David Amis on the subject of sprinklers, the subject of research by the BRE, the Lacanal inquest, and the proposed review of ADB.
Yes.
Yes. Now, let's look at the first of the letters, 1st of May 2014, from Sir David Amis, CLG 3019248. And there it is, and it's addressed to you as the Minister, and in the first paragraph it refers to previous correspondence between you and Ronnie King, and if you look at the start of the second paragraph, it discusses research which the group believed showed the benefit of sprinklers. What I want to do is look at the second part of the second paragraph, halfway down, and it's a sentence which starts, Mr. King. Can you see that on the left?
Mr. King also referred.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mr. King also referred in his correspondence to his personal involvement with the Lacanal House coroner's inquest last year, where clarification was given from your department that the current building regulations allowed the composite panels under the external wall window sets of such tower blocks not to have any fire resistance, and that this weakness in the regulations remains uncorrected today, despite the upward spread of fire which occurred, resulting in the deaths of six people. My first question, did you read this letter at the time?
That's difficult for me to say definitively yes or no to, Chairman, simply because I think in my first session this morning I probably gave you a lot of context about how I worked and how the office worked. I'm trying not to do that again now, but the volume of correspondence that I dealt with, you shouldn't underestimate how considerable it was. And letters that go out in my name, either as a minister in this case or as a member of parliament, which of course I still was, are drafted by colleagues. And usually what you would see would be the reply rather than the incoming, as it were. And you have to trust your colleagues that they have addressed the points that come through. Otherwise, you would simply grind to a halt. I mean, when I say volume, I'm talking hundreds a week.
Does that tell us that, although you might sign the replies to letters such as these, you didn't actually necessarily always see the letters themselves?
That is true. It's not to say I never saw the incoming letter or asked to see the incoming letter, but you should not assume, either from me or any other minister, or indeed an MP generally, who of course are parliamentary researchers to draft all their correspondence, that you see and read everything that comes in, because you don't. That's just simply not how the system works.
Right.
You know, so some of the letters that don't assume that I automatically signed every single letter and gave no thought to them.
Right.
Definitely don't want you to think that. But I couldn't question the veracity of every single letter in front of me, because you couldn't do that, given you're also dealing with submissions, parliamentary questions, oral questions, delegations, etc. Most of my letters were signed on the move. I was a minister that didn't want to sit behind the desk. I got out of the department at least twice a week, and most of my correspondence was signed in the back of a car on the way to a visit, if he was in London, or on a train, if he was somewhere else. Then the private secretary who was accompanying me on that visit would hand me the letter. I would read it, would sign it, hand it back to the official, put it in the folder, put it back in the bag, and that's the process.
Well, forgive me, because I had understood, and maybe this is wrong, that when an MP who was chairman of an all-parliamentary committee wrote to the minister would read the letter. But is that... I've got that wrong, have I?
I wouldn't say you've got it absolutely 100% wrong. I'm just saying to you, I cannot give you the assurance that I read the incoming correspondence, to which a reply was going out in my name, because if I did that, I would be misleading you. And so I'm just honestly telling you that routinely you did not read the incoming correspondence, you read the reply. Right. If you were suspicious that the reply was defective, then you could, that he was open to me to reject it. Quite often I did rewrite letters because they were badly written, but that's another issue.
But should we understand that even letters from an all-party parliamentary group might not be seen by a minister, even though he signed the response?
Yes. I don't know whether you, Chairman, I don't know whether you've covered this with previous witnesses, what the status for an APPG is.
I think we have been told.
They're not bodies to which ministers are accountable. I think this is what you may be getting at. Correct me if I'm wrong. Ministers are accountable to the select committee. They're accountable to Parliament, where you answer oral questions or written questions. They are not accountable to an all-party group, which is a self-selected group of people.
I think I understand.
The
letter does come from a body of MPs, and therefore, I assume, is regarded as having been written by that group of MPs. And I had thought, perhaps wrongly, that in general, correspondence from MPs would be read by the minister, but may not be the case. I don't know.